This is Kerry Siders from Hockley, Cochran, and Lamb counties. Just want to give you an update here on the West Plains. We really missed receiving rain over the weekend, this last weekend of the 23rd, 24th. There were a lot of folks counting on that rain to really begin in earnest on their dry land. Now this week, they've gone ahead and started dry planting much of the dry land acres to go ahead and try to get it in before the deadline. A good majority of the irrigated has been planted. A lot of that is up. We see some impact of the, you know, ununiform moisture, whether it's from irrigation and rainfall. So we're pretty dry in some places, and hence, again, a lot of folks going ahead and dusting in some dry land seed, counting on a subsequent rain here over the next few weeks. Really not seeing much in the way of pest issues, although we feel a flight of thrips blowing through now and then, but in general, we're not seeing much in the way of damage to the cotton. We do have some corn up and growing. It looks pretty nice. I'm not really noted any grain sorghum being planted as of yet, and I suspect that if we miss some of this first planting on cotton, if it's too dry, that obviously a lot of folks are already talking about shifting a lot of those acres to grain sorghum. I think it's a bit early to be being too serious about that, but I know everybody's got plan B in their pocket ready to move when necessary. All in all, weed control has been not as big of a deal right now because of the lack of rainfall. I think most everybody's done a good job of starting clean at plant. And so, but when we start seeing some rain, hopefully we need that. We will see it. Be ready to deal with weed control issues that we may have some gaps in our plan. So deal with that. I'm going to leave it with that. This is Kerry Siders. Have a great day.
This is John Toby in Bailey, Castro, and Palmer counties. We're sitting over here. A lot of the corn looks really good. We're sitting anywhere from V2 to V7, actually. I kind of got it all over the place. Cotton is sitting at cotyledons to two true leaves. So we're looking good there. The cotton is getting a little bit pushed around a little bit by these high winds. We did get some rain. It was real spotty over there in Bailey and Palmer counties. Castro got a good rain, I think. I think it got a good span over these last week and a half. The corn's coming up really nice, and it really does look good. I did see a little bit of rust here and there. I'll leave it with that.
This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Helen Swisher County. So over in our territory, we're still got a lot of crops coming up, mostly speaking about cotton. Thrips are really thick in my area. Even go a little bit farther south than they usually do. We could say on most years from Plainview north that we'll probably have to spray for thrips, but I might draw that line a lot farther south this year as we had more wheat acres out there, and there's more of that drying down. There's just more thrips in the environment up here. What few fields have been able to count any thrips in have been cotyledon the first true leaf, and you know, we've been running 3 to 6 thrips per plant. And that's pretty heavy on those little cotyledons, but I haven't noticed any reproduction yet. So seed treatments are still holding up, but we probably want to put something in if we're making a pass over the top. I don't see anything pressing that we need to rush into, but more than likely, if you're making a pass in the field next 5-7 days, it might be something to put a little something in for those thrips. Got a little something from the X-Files this week. Had one of our outstanding independent crop consultants over in the Hale Floyd line give me a call this week. They had something that they've been seeing down south. If you've been listening to the podcast, we had actually pill bugs, or yes, roly polies, that were taking out a stand of cotton. This is in heavy trash area along about that soil surface, and they were, for whatever reason, taking out the cotyledons and the growing point. And this was a seed treatment treated field, so it had plenty of imidacloprid on it, so they were coming through that. So it's something certainly odd, but it is out there. So the damage looks remarkably like cutworm damage, but there are no cutworms out there. This is straight up the pill bugs. So we're looking at some, trying to draw some information, and with the help of Dr. Porter at the district level, trying to see if there's been efficacy trials. And it looks like some lorazepam would work, some morphine would work, and some of your pyrethroids might work. I can't imagine these guys are going to be, if you've got a problem with them, add about that soil surface under that heavy trash, it might be a little bit difficult to push that product down. So in this situation, the area of the field that they had taken out will be replanted. It'll be sprayed, replanted, and then we'll turn the pivot on and help try to wash a little bit of that product down. So a little odd thing there. Wireworms have been about usual. They haven't really taken out any sorghum or corn, but they have pecked around on some cotton, especially cotton that had any other issue coming up, thick crust, cold shock, anything like that. So I'm going to say we're mostly done planting cotton, but there's still some out there. We've got a little late corn to get in and, of course, replant sorghum, but most of our sorghum's running that V1 to V4 stage, and the corn is... except for what hasn't been planted, it's running to that V1 to about V6. So we're looking pretty good there, except keep in mind that most of those herbicides for those grass crops, they need to go out before V5, or we could start interfering with the hormones in that plant and maybe hurting some yield damage. So check those labels, and I know there's plenty to do out there these days, but we sure need to get across that. From a moisture level, we did have several storms cross the area. Didn't quite drop everything we needed. So we're still pretty dry out there, but we did get some much needed rain. Unfortunately, it came with some high winds and hail. So we're still evaluating those stands. And I would like to remind folks that it's real easy just to measure off a thousandth of an acre on these cotton fields in particular and count your surviving plants a few days after the damage. And if they're not running about that 30 plants in that area fairly consistently across the field on an irrigated ground, that may not be a keepable. On dry land, we can go down to 14 or 15, but irrigated, we need to keep that 27 to 30 range. If they're not there, we might need to take another look at trying a different later crop. That's it from Hill and Swisher County this week.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.